Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Midday Joy. Joy with Unati.
Coming from a generation where our men were told you're not allowed to cry and you're not allowed to talk about pain, this is very, very powerful. When Lex Leo and Nasty C telling you now you got this and you're going to be fine, I find it so powerful. Lex Leo!
Unati.
The strength in your song, the strength in being faded by the pain, but also you're saying you're jaded, but also you know now you got this, you're not alone. So tell me, hi darling, sorry, I just got so excited.
Hi,
I was listening to the lyrics.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
No, thank you for choosing to be a vessel. And I mean this, Lex, you know, South African men are told not to cry. South African men are told not to express vulnerability. South African men are told not to even acknowledge pain, let alone speak about pain, right? You can't heal what you can't speak about. How then do you become a thoroughly successful man in South Africa and still have the guts and the gall to be this beautifully vulnerable?
So I've obviously grown up with an understanding that within each human being, we have to have a very important balance between historically masculine and historically feminine attributes. And I think this should apply to every single human being. So mm-hmm. yes, it's very correct. In South Africa, men are generally told no crying is weak mm-hmm. or vulnerability is weak. It's mm-hmm. not even South African men, it's men around the world.
Yeah.
And we attribute that with a weakness. I mean, attributes of sensitivity and emotion and tenderness and all of those things.
Our strength, because we're connected to yourself.
Are actually strengths. People like, and the world is taking time to realize that, and I think we'll realize the value of that. The more and more females are put in positions of power, then mm-hmm. we'll realize, oh, what we've been missing. But that's a completely other discussion.
We'll have a round table for that.
Yeah, exactly. What I've realized is that so many of us, including myself, are constantly going through trials and tribulations, and often we don't know who to turn to. We don't know what we can say without because of fear of being judged. Who we can speak to?
Yeah.
And so we bottle it in, and we obviously released this track on Sunday officially on World Mental Health Day. As a reminder, because, you know, a lot of people hear messages a lot more through music.
Yeah.
They sit at home in their intimate space and they listen, and sometimes they catch the word, sometimes they listen to the hook, sometimes they listen to the message. If you listen to this song all the way to the end, you'll hear an absolutely beautiful message by Nasty C. He was generous enough to produce it with me and do all the executive production, but he put an absolutely beautiful message. It's almost a minute at the end of the song.
Mm.
To anyone going through any difficulty, trials, tribulations, rough time, and I urge everyone just to listen to that. It's something so special.
Yeah. It's, for me, you know, what you speak of when it comes to conversations amongst men, you remind me of a conversation I had with a very successful executive producer in the television space, and he was saying to me, and he was saying, you know, it's difficult to have intimate conversations with other successful men because the air of vulnerability is often not there. You know, who compliments the great ones, who strengthens the strong ones and heals the healers, you know? And he was saying he doesn't have a man on his level who he can speak about his insecurities about, and how sometimes he has the imposter syndrome, you know, and that's why we have those conversations. And he was saying to me, you know, as much as he appreciates having them with me, he also wishes he could get into a vulnerable space with other men as well. Are you finding that as someone who's as globally successful as you are in the medical fraternity, but also in the arts as well?
Thank you. I find myself as the person trying to bring that change about.
Yeah.
Not the person who finds it around me.
Sure, that's powerful, Lex.
Because because I'm conscious. And CP, I mean, I'm not anyone special.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody is able to perceive and realize something that a person next to them cannot.
Yeah.
Or has the ability to do something or potential to do something that somebody else cannot necessarily do.
Yeah.
And so it's almost like when you realize that that's something that's missing in society, you can't just go and look for it. You actually have to create that space.
Be the change that you need.
We have to be the change that you want to see. Exactly. And we've heard that a lot. But it's like, okay, I have to now within this circle of friends, even in the music industry, I mean, I'm mostly in the hip-hop space. And, you know, hip-hop space is, I mean, we know the vibe of hip-hop. It's everybody's cool, calm, collected, no problems, got everything covered.
Polished.
No insecurities, no weaknesses. You don't show that side. It's like that. Like, everyone's G.
Yeah.
And here I come and say, yo, you know, what's going on? Do you want to say some prayers together? Are you okay? How was your day? Do you know, is anything bothering you?
Please don't ever change. You know,
I'm always here to speak to you. I try to be that. I try to be like that guy.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's always welcomed. It's always welcomed. But I think people know that I've been different anyway since I entered the industry.
Yeah. I love that. And thank
you. I'm a rapper that does not smoke, it does not drink, it does not take drugs, it does not sleep around, it does not this. I mean, all of these things that is kind of like now you don't expect that.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool, no, but it's fine, and I'm in, and I'm who I am. And so I'm able to have these conversations. I mean, I love speaking with artists about spirituality,
yeah,
about their soul, about their potential, about their impact. I like speaking about that. And people know that. And so this was a natural progression to make a song like this, and then call up Nasty C and say, you know, I've got this track. What do you think the direction should be? And straight away with his, like you said, his kindness and generosity, he said, yo, I would love to produce it for you.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And then in our studio said, yeah, really? And he's really an exceptional talent, that kid.
Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful, Lex. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And the fact that you can still connect, you know, on a global scale and both of you having your different KPIs to achieve. But thank you so much for the song and thank you for the contribution towards Mental Health Awareness Month.
Thank you for your time.
The song is phenomenal, so congratulations on that as well. You're most welcome.
And I urge everyone, if you know someone going through a difficult time, get them to maybe listen to the song, get them to speak to you about it. If they're going through something difficult, just say, are you okay? Would you like to talk? It really makes a big difference.
It really does, especially when it's man to man. And yes, we are exaggerating on the stereotype that, yes, it's very strong and powerful for you to share your vulnerabilities.
Midday Joy. Joy with Unati.
Rewinding.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.